I am Kenyan. I am a dancer and singer. I am recognized by my blue headphones. I am very argumentative. I am inquisitive. I am unique. I am adventurous. I am a music lover. Afrobeats. I am fun and loving. I am smart. I'm a good writer. I am funny. Music helps me forget my worries, helps me loosen up and have a good time listening and singing together with family and friends. If I could be in a time machine, what year would I go to? I would go 4 years into the future, when I'm 18, because I will have finished school. Whilst at uni, I want to do Afro dance whilst empowering others. I dream to be an inspiration to people and mostly children. I hope for change. A lot of time in life, humans focus on the effect rather than the cause. Our mindset is hardwired to judge people based on perception and the opinions of the majority. As an African in a white-dominated society, life is hard. Without even knowing who you are, you are associated with theft, murder, and even immorality. Dirty stares follow you on the streets, people silently questioning your character. I feel like I'm in a different world. Everywhere I walk, people stare and move away from me. What is this place? Am I a monster? Do I have mud on my face? How will life treat a little innocent 5-year-old Kenyan girl? 2014. I land in Australia. 2 flights, about 19 hours. 1 step at a time, I walk. Engine sounds in the background. Despite the noise, my thoughts were louder. What would Australia be like? Welcome. How was your flight? Said my mum and family, drastically shattering my thought process. A big smile stretched across my face, rising like a sun against the dark sky. They look familiar. Despite the sea of faces present at the airport, I was overjoyed to see familiar faces, even if it was just in pictures. Hugs and kisses were exchanged. Ilikuwa safari ndefu lakini mshtanoni walifika. Translating to, it was a long journey, but your girl made it. This would truly be a new chapter in my life. Fast forward 1 month later. I stand there, afraid, vulnerable, yet excited. Today was my first day at school. I say goodbye to my mother, expecting other children to approach me and be accommodating. I was just a little girl. I didn't have the Australian accent, but I was open to learn. To my dismay, nobody but the teacher greeted me. Here I was, in a different country, with big expectations, yet I end up as lonely as ever. No one wanted to be friends with the outsider, so she sat at recess and lunch alone. Time passed by and nothing changed. Australia was not turning out to be what I had anticipated. One day I go and play soccer with a group of boys and I have a lot of fun. Finally, something I'm used to. The rush and fun of chasing a ball was replenished. Soccer then became my go-to game. It brought joy into the void of having no friends. Time went on and nothing changed apart from the cherished delight that soccer brought over the years. Time went on and I continued to get used to life. Despite the positive experiences, racism and discrimination were still rampant in my life. Finally, I made friends who accepted who I was and my upbringing. Through various sports such as running, I was able to meet people with whom I made meaningful relationships. I had finally found my long-wanted community. Life was looking up for this little Kenyan girl. Now, as I sit and reflect on my life, there are bittersweet feelings. I am grateful that today I am appreciated and loved by my friends. I am grateful that I have found my own community. Albeit, I had negative experiences. I was able to discover my place in sport and the value it has in connecting people. Future. In the future, I dream that people will understand and appreciate the beauty of being African. I hope that other little children, especially from Africa, who migrate to Australia will be greeted and treated with the respect they deserve. I see a future where cultural appreciation becomes the foundation that supports all new relationships. I hope for change.